Hello,
it's Corey
and Connor,
and this is Obsessed. Rounding up August, what seemed to be the longest month of all time.
Yeah, I was thinking about sitting down to do this today, and I was like, wow, I can't believe it's still August.
It's still August, like it's absurd. I think because so many things happened in August, like you were away, and it seems like you were away like a year ago now, just like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I went on vacation to Cape Cod. Oh my God, it was amazing.
Magical.
I didn't ever want to leave.
You know, he FaceTimed me one time with like his mom and everybody was like drinking and playing games and it looked so fun.
It was a lot of fun. There were a lot of games. A lot of drinking.
You introduced a celebrity to your family.
Yes,
the best party game
twice.
Of all time.
Yeah, it was so fun.
If you guys haven't played this game, just Google it because it's far too long to explain. But it is by far the most fun party game and you just need a scrap sheet of paper.
And like every time I go to Cape Cod, like I've gone every summer for the past like couple years and I've been going for years as a kid. And like every time I come back, I'm like, maybe I should just quit everything and like become a
and
fisherman
move to Cape
and like
Cod.
Live in a shack.
Like, I mean,
I wouldn't care. Like,
I think
like,
that sounds great. That's how I am when I come back from Arkansas. I'm like, I could just live at my family's lake house, like, you know, teach, you know, some kids drama on the side and just like live on a boat.
Like maybe I'd get bored, but I don't think that I would.
I know. As long as I have like my laptop and TV, I think I would be fine.
Yeah. It's been a very eventful month for you.
Yeah, so actually the day Connor was leaving,
he was in my Uber going to LAX
at like three in the morning. And I send Connor a picture of myself in the ER because, guys, I broke my freaking foot. I broke my foot.
I still can't believe it.
I was having the worst day ever. Like, my email had gotten, like, hacked. I'd sent out all these scam emails. And my boyfriend, Jack, who works at Funny or Die, was like, let's go up to my work, they have these new things called IOHawks, which are like those hoverboard things that everybody's riding now.
It's like a Segway skateboard.
Yes, yeah. Essentially. And he was like, and that'll be like something fun to distract you from this bad day.
Too much fun.
Too much fun. I was riding it thinking like, you know, look at me. I'm a cool kid. I'm with technology right now, riding around on a hoverboard. Moments later, I start going so fast, don't know what's happening, try and jump off of it, fall, runs over my foot, immediate worst pain I've ever felt in my entire life, like had a full-blown panic attack, chills down my body, and Jack and I then had to go to the ER for like 4 hours. It was terrible. Of course, while it's happening, I'm texting Connor the whole time, too.
Yeah, and I'm like so confused, like in line at security.
I know. It was absurd. And of course, also, the first thing I think is like, I'm going to have to text Connor. And then the other thing I immediately think is like, literally we're in the ER waiting for the guy to come put my cast on. And I look to Jack in a panic and I'm like, Jack, I can't get fat. Because I'm a vain person, guys. That's like literally my first thing. And I was like, Jack, I'm not going to be able to walk for like a month. If I just sit here and eat the way I normally do and watch TV, like I'm going to, like, I will gain 20 pounds.
You've done so well, though.
I know.
Like, all things considered.
I know. Jack and I, thank God he like went into solidarity with me. We did this thing called the Whole 30, which is like no sugar, no bread, no cheese, but honestly the hardest thing was no alcohol for a month.
Oh my God.
Well, because it's
even
like
notice, but I also, you were in like crutches, so I never really wanted to ask you to go out to a bar anyways.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing, is like I was bored, so if I wasn't doing this, I probably would have been drinking all the time.
That's true. I would have been.
Yeah. Everybody was like, oh, this is your time to just like sit around and drink for a month. I'm like, well, I can't because I'm trying not to be a heifer, and I didn't. I made it
good
through.
Job. You actually lost weight, didn't
I
you?
I did. I know.
Damn.
I mean, that could also be just that my leg is like crinkling away in this cast. I get my cast off on Thursday, and I'm kind of terrified to see what it'll look like. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've done is sit on my ass, watch TV, and not eat. And you've been on vacation.
That's what summer's for.
I know. But then you got a job.
I'm waiting tables again. It's very exciting.
Welcome to my life.
Yeah.
It's the life of an actor in LA, guys. Hashtag glamorous. Hashtag living the dream.
Oh, God. But enough about ourselves. Let's delve into...
Let's delve into some obsessions.
Yeah.
L-A-M-O-R-O-U-S, yeah. G-L-A-M-O-R-O-U-S.
So Corey and I were super haters this month because we have this love-hate relationship with Taylor Swift.
We do.
She sold out 5 shows at Staples Center. We didn't go to a single one.
No. We didn't go to any of them. And I'm, like, mad at us because...
We didn't, like, get on it.
We didn't. Like, we're really on top of it for Beyonce because, obviously, she's the queen of the world. And for some reason, we just, like, weren't on top of it for Taylor Swift. And then it came... It was, like, last week. And I was like, why the hell are we not going? Like, we would have paid money to go.
I mean, here's my thing. Like, I would have paid money to sit, like, close because, like, I would have wanted to see the show.
Yes.
But, like... Sitting way back and like that's it's not true. Something you want to hear. No. Like
it's not something you want to hear.
I mean, she's not a great live singer.
That's true. That like, is true. Come on. I know, like, but I've heard so many like that her concerts are like the best
so
concert,
fun,
like
I'm
spectacle.
Sure.
Yes,
yeah.
If we could have been down close.
She brings out all her special guests, which quite frankly at this point is kind of annoying.
Okay, it was until LA. Like her other concerts when she's just bringing out all her like supermodel friends, like I don't care.
I bet she saw that video of that comedian making fun of her and she was like, okay, I gotta stop bringing out like models.
That
like,
okay, so tell them about
so like yeah, BuzzFeed, there's this video you can like just like YouTube Taylor Swift bringing like joke thing, I don't know, this girl comedian like basically makes fun of like Taylor Swift bringing out all these random like white girls on stage with her in the middle of every concert.
It's
and she
so
just like lists off the
funny.
Most random people you could like think of. She's
yeah.
like, and now like bring out the 51 victims of Bill Cosby.
I know,
like,
it's
and I'm
so...
it's like imagine her actually doing that. It's like
yeah,
so funny.
The girl's like impression. And it's funny because like the way that it's taped doesn't really seem like she was trying to do it for anybody but
no.
her friends really,
yeah.
but it went super viral.
Yeah.
You should all watch it. It's
but in
hilarious.
LA she brought out random people like Matt LeBlanc.
Well, that and... one I was like, Matt LeBlanc, why are you on stage with Taylor Swift? Goodbye.
And was Chris Rock there too?
Yes. Yeah. It was like weird. And then some male model. That was like the three of that night. I would have been so pissed if I would have
yeah.
gone to that because the last night she brings out Lisa Kudrow and sings Smelly Cat,
my
which
God,
I would have
yeah.
died.
Died.
She brings Selena Gomez and then she brings Justin Timberlake. Like I would have lost my shit if I would have seen Justin Timberlake and Taylor Swift together.
I mean, I probably would have been like, Taylor, sit down. Like,
I know,
let
the man
let
sing.
The man although sing. She did bring out John Legend one night, too.
I watched a video of that, and
that's
that was
really
pretty. That's
when my friend Lauren was there. She got free tickets. Ugh, such a hater.
I'm such a hater. I love John Legend. His voice is, like, perfection
butter.
To me. I'm obsessed.
And we just watched the Wildest Dreams video that came out
we did,
this past weekend.
To feel like maybe we were at the concert. I don't know.
It was an interesting...
I mean, she looks gorgeous
in it. She looks gorgeous. I'm not really sure. It kind of reminded... It was, like, a mix of, like... Out of Africa starring Meryl Streep and Lucky by Britney Spears.
It was very Lucky Britney Spears too.
Like,
very
and there were lots that. Of animals. Like I'm not sure the song constitutes the use of like a zebra.
No, that was your main. That was your main
like
complaint.
My main critique of
yes,
the video.
Yes.
And Scott Eastwood's in it and his acting is, I mean, I
he's
don't think
beautiful.
They can give out Oscars for music videos, but like, I don't know. I'm calling it right now, guys.
Oh my
I'm
God.
Calling
he's
it right now.
He's so pretty. I will give it to him. He is a good looking man. But he cannot act his way out of a paper bag. Like, if you can't act in a music video, come on now.
Like, he kicked over a barrel, and it was probably the worst barrel kicking.
And, I mean, I'm not just judging him on this seen. Either, because I also, being in a cast, I've been, like, catching up on every Nicholas Sparks movie. Just in case you guys were wondering, they're all the same movie. I watched Longest Road with Scott Eastwood, he is terrible. So terrible. But he is shirtless a good amount of the movie, so it kind of makes
feel
up
like
for
the
it.
Longest movie? Like...
It did. Like, I was on my phone part of the movie. And, like,
yeah,
that's not
yeah.
me. Like, I really
no,
watched the
you,
movie.
No, you, like, sit and watch. Yeah, yeah.
And then I watched that. And then I watched the one with James Marsden, which I can't even remember what that one's called.
Oh, there's, like, flashbacks.
Yes.
Stuff, right?
And the guy who's supposed to play James Marsden at 16 looks like he's 30. It's ridiculous. But it's the exact same movie. It's absurd.
It's all The Notebook.
It's all trying to be The Notebook, which I also, of course, watched and cried and loved and, like, wanted to marry Ryan Gosling. And it still breaks my heart that him and Rachel McAdams aren't together to this day. I will never get over that. But, yeah, that's pretty much all I've been doing is watching movies. And, okay, so my other big obsession right now has been Orphan Black. I am obsessed with the show. I've been, like, trying to get Connor to watch it. Granted, I've only been watching it for a week, but I've almost watched every episode. It's the best show I feel like I've
it's
ever seen.
It's very critically acclaimed. I mean, it's BBC. Like,
it's BBC. I mean, yeah. obviously. This girl, I think her name's Tatiana Maslany is how you say it. She plays 11 different characters.
She plays flawlessly. She's a clone. Yes. She plays versions of herself.
Yes. Yeah. But every character is so different than the other. I want to be in the show so badly.
Is she British?
She's Canadian. They're all Canadian. Oh. I know. Yeah. And the hot guy who was on Nashville, who's also on Game of Thrones, is also on this show.
He's in everything.
He's in everything. And he is looking good.
He was in that movie Age of Adeline with...
I know. I tried to watch that movie last... Well, I tried to watch it last night. It's not available to rent until September 3rd.
Good to know.
Yeah, good to know. Because I wasn't going to buy it for $19.99. No. That's not okay.
No. Blake Lively has enough money.
She really does with all her, like, fake-ass hair commercials. Where I'm like, bitch, I know you did not get, like, your hair dye out of a box. Let's be real. Like, it frustrates me. I'm like, why? Why are you doing that? But yeah, I mean, I've gotten Connor to watch pretty much every show I've gotten addicted to, all the Real Housewives.
I'm into Vanderpump Rules now.
So if you don't know, Vanderpump Rules is a spinoff of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, all about Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant, Sir, and all the people who work there. And
it's all like pretty people like hating each other, making up with each other, like having sex literally in the bathroom of the restaurant.
Uh-huh. There's some crazy girl.
What was her name? Like Kellyanne or something. And she literally talked like this.
And she used to be a meth addict.
Yeah.
Like, that's
like,
real.
And she, like, makes fun of it. She's like, hi, you're dating the girl that used to be a meth addict. That she's talking about herself. Then she, like, books a movie and, like...
I know.
Goes off and she's like, I booked a movie. I get to quit. I actually, like, felt really happy for her. And,
I
like,
did, too.
Lisa Vanderpump was really happy for her, too. She was like, I want all my service to... I know this isn't what they want for their life. I want them all... to just go off and like whatever. But I'm like, you're also dumb because you should fire every one of these people.
Like, I know.
You never see any of them actually working.
I know, but I think that they do. Like, I want to go there so badly. I'm like thinking of maybe going there for like my birthday dinner or something.
Oh, yeah.
My birthday's next month. And I'm like, if I can see like Jax and Kristen and all of them, I would just be so happy.
My other obsession this month, okay, call me crazy.
Oh my God.
Is, okay, so I was watching Access Hollywood the other day and this girl was like, getting interviewed, and I was like, who is that? And it was Carly Rae Jepsen. I didn't really recognize her. She had kind of like a fake British accent, like doing the, like kind of doing the pop star thing, talking about people call her a vampire because she's so pale. She is very pale. But they quoted and said, Time Magazine says she's the front runner for the best pop album of the year.
Which I can't
And I was like, that's imagine. So interesting. And, but then I started listening to it while I was driving, and like, it's pretty good. And
okay, but is it like good, like, this is what I listen to like when I'm on the treadmill, or is it good like this is what I listen to in my car?
Treadmill and car.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty good.
Like, I mean, definitely car. Yeah. Definitely car. Like, it might not be as like, I listened to Kelly Clarkson running before I listened to this, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't know, guys. Like, and I love Taylor Swift, and I'm gonna let you finish, but this girl might have the best pop album of the year.
I mean,
it's very well produced. Probably the writing isn't as good, but it's very well produced.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of which, writing, Taylor Swift. So Ryan Adams, the like indie singer, he is doing a cover album of the entire 1989 album. I meant to tell you about this. He like put clips of it on Instagram, like little like 10-second clips of the songs, and they are so good. And he like released something being like, Taylor Swift's is like an amazing songwriter, and like kind of like to prove that her songs can be done in any style. So he's doing like a totally like indie album, and it sounds so good. That's I'm really pumped. I know. I'm really pumped about it.
So check out all these obsessions. We've got music for you to check out.
We got trash TV if you need trash TV. We've got amazing television if you need that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Actually, quick story that I have not told Connor about yet that I have to tell you. Speaking of reality television gold, last night was the VMAs, and my friend Tiffany texted me. Our friend Julia went to the VMAs, FYI.
Yeah.
Crazy hilarious. And I didn't really care about anything that was happening at the VMAs this year. Maybe.
I'll just say Nicki Minaj is very scary.
When she came at Miley.
Yeah, she's very scary.
But I also am like, Miley, why are you trying to come at Nicki Minaj?
Really,
all I have to say about the VMAs is, like, what was Miley Cyrus wearing? Justin Bieber cried.
Kanye West sit down.
Kanye West did a really long speech. But speaking of Kanye West, my friend Tiffany texted me last night. She's who I work with at my restaurant. Also a fellow, like, reality television, like, obsessee. And she texted me. She was at Craig's, which is this, like, really nice restaurant in L.A. that Connor's parents actually took us to when they were here last. And she was sitting at the bar, and she texts me and goes, you're never going to believe who is here. right now sitting at a table next to me is Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Kris Jenner, Kylie and her boyfriend Tyga, and Kendall.
Even Tyga?
Even freaking Tyga was there.
The only two things that it could make it better. I mean, that is insane.
I know. Like, I would
probably
die.
Would have, like, had a conniption.
I couldn't even, I wouldn't, like, even know what to do.
Two things that it could only make better is A, Caitlyn Jenner, obviously.
I mean, if Caitlyn Jenner would have been there, I would have literally died.
But, like, also, Courtney is, like, my favorite.
That's true.
And I just feel like I'd be like, Kanye, you're not running for president. I'm over this conversation. I have three children. You have one. Maybe one on the way. I don't really believe it till I see it. I don't respect anyone unless they pull a baby out of their own vagina like I did on national television.
Oh my God. Your impression of Kourtney Kardashian really truly does kind of give me life, I have to say. I love it.
I've been working on it for a few years.
Yeah, I'm very impressed. Once again, another thing that I made Connor watch and get back on was the Kardashians. So yeah. Take my advice, guys. Vanderpump Rules, Orphan Black. He's really into, what's her name again? Carly Rae Jepsen.
Yeah. Check him out.
There you go.
Be tormented by me, babe. Wonder how I do. How's the weather? Am I better now that there's no you? Drink tequila for me, babe. Let it hit you cold and hot. Let your feelings be revealing that you can't forget me. Not a flower on the wall. I am growing 10 feet tall. In your head and I won't stop until you forget me.
September, we're really looking forward to.
It's gonna.
I love the fall. I mean,
do
like,
too. Though it's like 1,000 degrees in LA right now, the heat did kind of break today.
Yeah.
So I'm always ready to wear a felt hat at any moment.
Absolutely.
You know.
My sister's coming this weekend. I hope it's cool.
I'm so excited. I finally get to meet her.
She hasn't been here in like 3 years.
I know,
and
it's crazy.
I didn't know you when she came last time.
Yeah. Oh, what a sad time that was in your life when you didn't know me.
Ugh, I know. What did I do? I wasn't even alive.
I know.
But we're going to go to Sinespe. You're going to go to Sinespe.
I know.
First
I've
time,
never
so
been.
See
that's
Ferris
like
Bueller's Day Off.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off in the Hollywood Cemetery. I'm so pumped. I will have my freaking cast off by then.
Right.
I get my cast off on Thursday.
Walking boot.
Oh my God. Walking boot. I cannot wait.
You're going to rock that walking
I
boot.
I really am. Just to be able to walk again, I can't even remember how glorious it once was.
All our shows are going to come back in September too.
I'm dying.
TGIT,
everything.
Empire.
Shonda Rhimes is going to be giving us life again. Empire is actually, honestly, Empire is what I'm most excited about. I cannot wait to see Cookie again. I've missed her dearly. And the Emmys. The Emmys
September
are this 20th. Month, guys.
I'm so excited. I'm really pulling for Jon Hamm to like win his first one.
Oh, he's never won?
He's never won.
Wow, I didn't know
this
that.
This is his last
Oh, okay. I'll root for him too. I'll root for him. But I'm going to have to root Tatiana Maslany for Orphan Black.
Although
I'm rooting.
She's up against our girl, Taraji P. Henson, too.
I know. What is Christina Hendricks nominated for?
Mad Men.
I know, but
supporting.
What? Supporting. Okay.
Yeah.
I hope she wins.
She's also never won, also.
Yeah, I hope she wins.
Amy Poehler's also up. She's never won for Parks and Recreation.
Oh, my God. This is a big Emmys.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot wait. You guys, obviously, we will have all of the results and obsessions about that. Who's hosting?
Andy.
Sandberg.
Mm,
we'll see.
If Lonely Island performs, it'd be pretty fun.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we're super excited.
Yeah.
We hope that you guys are super excited. Get out your flannel, get out your felt hats, because fall is on the way.